to the book of Revelations, third chapter and the eighth verse. When you find that, flip on back to the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. Try to tie some stuff in today. Revelations 3 and 8, Deuteronomy 11, 13 through 17. Amen. Starting with Revelations 3, the 8th verse. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Deuteronomy 11, starting with verse 13 through 17. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve another gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. What subject this morning? Preparing for rain. Preparing for rain. Revelation says, I know thy works. I know what you do. I know everything about you. I know your mindset. I know where your heart is fixed. And because I know it, I'll set a door before you. An open door, and no man can shut it. Anything that I place before you, no man can shut. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. So that means that you've been on the journey. Yes, you may have struggled along the way, but your heart is fixed in the right direction. We look at David, and David we know had troubles, but he was a man after God's own heart. The Bible says just your little strength is enough to get you through. I got a door that's open, but never deny who I am. Never depend on yourself. Depend on me. Show a little faith in me. Well, how many of us get lost in that particular text? God has a window of opportunity. And many of us miss our opportunities. Number one, it's because we don't realize when it's there. Number two, we are scared of the opportunity. But I just said that no matter who's in office or who's running the situation, God is in control. There's no way around that. No matter how hard you try, no matter how far you try to run away from him, he's still in control. He knows you from your getting up to your going down. He understands your evil deeds before you even commit them. And he's trying to send message to you to say, no, my brother. No, my sister. You know you're going down the wrong road. I'm here to try to keep you on that straight and narrow because, you see, I'm presenting the door before you. And if I present a door before you, I really want you to walk through it.
Wow.
Because if you walk through the door that I have prepared, you know the old Price is Right show? What do you want, door number one, door number two, or door number three? Now, you don't know what's behind any of these doors. On one side is a lavish vacation. On another side is $1 million. And in another door, there's a big old hay stack. All yours for the keeping. But you don't know what's behind any of those doors until you walk through. But when God says he has a door for you, you don't have to guess what's through the door. Because whatever is through God's door is going to be good for you.
Yeah.
But you got to know
how
to walk through this door.
Come on,
that takes me back to Deuteronomy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let me read from the New Living Translation. If you carefully obey all, Bible uses all an awful lot because you can't get around all. All is everything you got. All the commands I'm giving you today. And if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, and if you worship him, then he will send the rains in their proper season so you can harvest crops of grain, grapes for wine, and olives for oil. He will give you lush pasture land for your cattle to graze in, and you yourselves will have plenty to eat. But do not let your heart turn away from the Lord to worship other gods. If you do, the Lord's anger will burn against you. He will shut you up. He will shut up the sky and hold back the rain, and your harvest will fail. Then you will quickly die in that good land the Lord is now giving you. Preparing for rain. What are you doing in your preparation? Because as long as God loves you, he's going to send some rain. And I'm talking about the good rain. Most of us experience the bad rain because we're outside of his will. We're not doing the things that we're supposed to be. We have other gods before him. So while it's raining, it's not the kind that you want. But I'm talking about preparing for the good rain. In this road that we travel on, we have choices. We have options. God has never put a gun to anybody's head and said, "Accept my son." God never forces you to do anything that you don't want to do. He has presented a door that is open to you freely for you to walk through. I'm reminded of that Christmas animation where the old wizard had to put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking out the door. But when he walked out the door, he went from his old life into his new life. See, some of us are right there at the threshold of our door. But because we don't understand the preparation for what's behind the door, for when the rain begins to fall, we're unprepared to walk through our doors. What are you saying? Sunday school is where you learn how to cultivate your fields. You ever seen a farmer prepare for a great harvest and he never cultivated his fields? Never tilled the ground, never turned the dirt over, never placed the seeds, never done anything, because you realize that as a farmer, I'm expecting a harvest.
Yeah.
But if I'm expecting a harvest, I must prepare my fields because I know that my season is going to come. And so I want to be ready when the rain comes. I want to be ready when my season comes. You see, whenever I'm ready and my fields are prepared and the rain begins to pour, I will see dead ground turn into living ground. Plants that were dead and buried and seeds will begin to rise up and sprout out some fruits because I was prepared. I was able to harness the rain that came down, and my good soil made good things out of it. Not only that, because I was prepared, other folks could reap some of the blessing as well. The Bible said, I make the grass green for your cattle. I make sure that folks around you will be able to just get a tip of the blessing. Because you have prepared your fields. You are not afraid to get down and dirty. You're not worried about the other fields. You know how you worry about what other folks are doing. How other folks are living. How they not living according to God, and they seem to be blessed. And so if they bless, I don't really have to cultivate my field. I'm gonna reap some of that same stuff that the world. See, the thing is, you want to be blessed by God while living in the world. You want a little bit of both sides of the action. God says no. No. You got to love me for who I am in your life, whether times are good or bad. But in the process of them being bad, you got to what? Keep on cultivating. You got to keep on turning the soil so that I can understand what the scriptures are talking about when they say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You got to understand what they're talking about, but you don't know unless you get down and dirty. There's a storm that's coming, but you're not prepared. Holiday seasons are upon us. And everybody trying to hang out on Black Friday, trying to catch the early discounts, trying to make sure that their Christmas is as Christmassy as it can get. Bills have been put on hold. Tithes have gone out the door. And everything is surrounded around this fat man in a red suit with a reindeer who nose shines.
Come on now. Come on now.
You be the first one standing in line before the door is open because there's a sale. But when it comes to the word of God, you want to tip in late. Preparing for rain. Even when the world tells you it's all right, the word of God says it's not. You want to pick and choose how and when you listen. Is this right for me? The word of God says no. But my friends say it is. Don't worry about giving no money to God. He understands. He knows it's Christmas time. After all, it's the birth of his son. We celebrating Jesus, right? The world will twist it and you fall right in line. Yeah, he right. I got bills to be paid. I got Christmas gifts to buy. So the bills on this side, I'll take that care of them in January. My tithe, now that's a hard one right there. I know that God blesses me, but I got to take care of my friends and my family to make sure there's something under the tree. The pagan tree. Got to make sure it's wrapped up nice in bows. I don't really want to explain to my children the real meaning of Christmas.
Wow.
Not about getting all these gifts and things. Especially when it takes the place of priority. I'm not saying it ain't nice to do nice things.
Well,
but priority comes first.
Come on,
and priority is God first, man last.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so if you want to have a good holiday season, you better give God his due.
Yeah.
The Bible says, put no other gods before me. And when that tree becomes a god, when those presents become a god, when all those festive things become a god, when the mall becomes, the mall is some of y'all gods. Because you worship there like it's an altar. And you drive money like it's going out of business. But it has become, it has replaced your what? Love for God. And so while there's a door that's before you.
Yeah.
And a rain that's coming. You're still stuck on the other side. Trying to figure out, why me, Lord? Why am I not being blessed like other folks? Why am I in the situation that I am in? Why are things not happening the way I think they should be happening? Why are unexpected bills and things popping up? Why are folks dying out of my life? Why is my job laying me off? Why is the world, the whole world seems to be caving down in on me, Lord? I'm just trying to find out why. In the midst of your finding out why, my question is, are you cultivating the fields for when the rain comes? God said, I'll give you the desires of your heart. But you got to be in his will. You got to understand how he operates. The old folks used to say, he may not come when you want him to. But he's always right on time. And so while you're waiting, prepare the field to receive the blessing, which becomes your season. Preparing for rain. Rain falls, and all kind of things happen when the rain falls. No matter how you look at it, no matter how you twist it, the rain is coming. Your season is coming. But he's telling you to hold on. Stop trying to push your season. And then don't be afraid of the hard work. You'll never see a farmer give up on cultivating his field before the rains come. Because he realized the harder he works in his field, that when the rains come, he's going to have a great harvest. But we get down on ourselves. We get, woe is me, and put down the plow. The Bible is now on the nightstand table. I'm not reading it no more. God ain't hearing me. The prayers have ceased. Ain't no sense in me praying. God ain't hearing me. Go to church for what? I got problems.
Come on now.
I got issues. And folks there don't like me no how.
Come on now.
And God ain't hearing me.
Yeah, yeah.
My marriage is falling apart.
Well.
And God don't see it.
Come on now.
While we are complaining,
yeah,
we're missing the opportunity,
yeah,
to worship a holy and living God.
Yeah, yeah.
In the midst,
yeah,
of my struggles,
yeah,
in the midst,
yeah,
of my pain, in the midst,
yeah,
of my family situation,
yeah,
in the midst,
yeah,
of my job situation,
yeah,
in the midst of my church situation,
yeah,
in the midst of all that life has to drag down on me, I'm going to praise him anyhow.
Yeah.
I'm going to praise him when the alarm clock goes off in the morning. I'm going to get up with a shout in my voice. As I walk out the door and I hop in my car, I know I don't have the kind of car that I want to have, but I'm going to praise him for the kind of car he's got me driving. I'm going to my job. I know my boss don't treat me the right way. My co-workers don't even seem to like me, but I'm going to give all my honor to God and do the best I can and thank God for the job that I have. I realize that when I come home and my home is still there, nobody has burglarized it. No fire has burned it down. No hurricane has blown my house away. No flood has entered my home and destroyed everything. I'm going to praise God because even when I wasn't here, he looked out over my house. Then I was able to sit down to a nice meal. Some folk can't even find a piece of bread to eat. I'm going to praise him anyhow because I realize the more I keep praising him, the more I keep pushing through, the more and the closer that I get to God, my door becomes more visible. And as my door becomes visible, I got the courage and the strength to keep on walking. I know folks are trying to hold me back. They keep pulling on me left and right, but I got somewhere to go. God has placed the door in front of me, and I'm going to keep walking toward the door. But in the midst of my pain, in the midst of my struggle, I'm going to keep on cultivating the mind that God gave me, the heart that God gave me, because I got a love that wants to be fixed on Jesus. So when I walk through the door with my mind all cultivated, I realize that God said, I'm going to send you a season. And when it begins to rain, I'm going to receive my rain, and my harvest will be full. And not just for me, but for all those who are around me. When God blesses us, we bless others. And others can bless others. And you tell them it's only because my fields were prepared. My fields were cultivated. My mind was fixed on Jesus. See, while y'all was crying about everything that was going on around you, I didn't have time to cry because my mind was fixed on Jesus. My mind was being cultivated, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. My mind was being cultivated, wrapped around some psalms and some proverbs. My mind was being cultivated because I realized that trouble don't last always. My mind was being cultivated because I realized that joy comes in the morning. My mind is being cultivated. Jesus didn't die for nothing. Prepare your mind. Prepare the field for what God has for you. And then stop being scared to walk through the door. Because when you go through that door, life will never be the same. Once you let God have all of his way. Not some of it, but all of it. You got stuff waiting out there for you that you have no idea of. And we are so confined to our little finite minds as to how God can't use us, that he's not using us, because our minds weren't cultivated to say that he can use me wherever I go. In all things, through Christ. When you begin to believe it, stuff happens. Stop hearing the testimonies and become the testimonies. Stop wishing you could tell that type of story and start living it so you can tell that type of story. I remember when I was a nobody. I remember when no one loved me. I remember when no one cared about me. My house burnt down, lost all my car, lost my job, lost everything that life had to offer, lost every loved one around me. But early on a Sunday morning, I had to think back about how somebody had to pay the price for me to be here in the first place. Somebody had to pay the price so that I could say, you know what? Even through all this, I'm thankful to still be here. I'm thankful to still be alive because Jesus paid the price and got up early one Sunday morning so I wouldn't have to wallow in my shame or my pity. But that's from a cultivated mind. That's from a mind or a field that has been turned toward Jesus. So there's no situation that's too big for God. No struggle that's too big for God. See, I don't worry about how many folks come to church. You know why? Because it's the ones who come that are important. And when you look past your own humanness and you see that those who came deserve to get the best that God has, then you have a mind cultivated for God. So that's why he said, if it ain't but one, if it's nobody, the rock's a crowd for God. We can only be as big and as bad as we want to be, but in Christ. Stop letting the world dictate how we operate, how we function, how we do things. You realize that when he got up, the impossible became possible. There's no more impossible with God. His economics are not like ours. The God, if the Bible says to make sure you bring your tithe into the storehouse, do it. He'll give you a Christmas like you've never seen before. And it ain't wrapped around gifts. It's wrapped around love. Love is the greatest gift of all time. Ask a young baby that gets no love, no touch, no feelings of emotion, no cooing, no that of boys, no nothing, and watch the child die. Ask an elderly man who's lost all of his family and is here by himself. What happens when no one calls, no one hugs, no one loves? They die alone. Why would anybody of Christian descent allow an individual to go without when we have love to give? The only way we can push past our hates and dislikes is by cultivating our minds. And the rains will come. And you'll walk through that door. And you'll wonder, what took me so long to walk through that door? Had I only known what was on the other side, I would have been there a long time ago. It is what you make it. Life, whether you're young, whether you're old, it's what you make it. Yeah. But God says, I got a plan for you. Yeah. I didn't bring you here to leave you out in the open. I brought you here because I have a purpose and I have a plan. You say, well, I haven't found my purpose. I haven't found my plan. because you're not cultivating.
Well,
I can't give you your purpose. I can't give you your plan because you don't know how to handle it. You're not ready for it because you're not understanding when it comes. A farmer that does not prepare his fields can't feed nobody. A Christian that does not prepare their fields can't help nobody. And God is not going to waste a gift on someone who hasn't done the work to know how to operate the gift to help somebody. So if you're lacking, look at yourself and figure, what must I do to start cultivating my minds so that I can be an enabler instead of a disabler? Preparing for rain means you are getting the job done now. And when it comes, you'll be able to reap the harvest for yourself and for those around you. Sounds simple, but it takes us to do it. What are you going to do? Are you going to begin to prepare for rain? Or are you going to go somewhere, grab an umbrella, and try to stay out of the rain? It's up to you on how far you go in your life and how close you are to God, because he's right there with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But I'm waiting for you to step up to the plate and put all of your faith and trust in me. And I'll blow your mind with what I have in store for you. You worried about retirements? You worried about paying bills? I control all of it. But you will never, you will never see what I have for you unless you step out on faith. I'm your pastor. I know what I'm talking about. I left a job because he told me to. I left Atlanta because he told me to. I've done what he told me to do, and he has blessed me, and you have seen him bless me. And I've only walked on faith, not know whether I was coming or going. And faith has sustained me, and it will sustain you. But what God has done for others, he can do for you. But you got to begin to cultivate your mind and prepare for the rain. I guarantee you, it's coming. And when it comes, you ain't gonna be able to sit down. You know that like cue praise that we do? Because I ain't in the mood right now. Because I ain't feeling real good right now. When God gives you what belongs to you, because you have prepared to receive it, man. The doors of the church are open this morning.